USA News, I'm Dave Collins. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy claims Democrats are out of step with ordinary Americans as the debt ceiling talks roll on. Speaking on Capitol Hill today, the California Republican said progress is being made, but a major sticking point is over work requirements for social benefit programs.
Overwhelmingly, America supports work requirements.
The Republicans want the requirements, while the Democrats oppose the increased work demands for the benefits. Most experts say a deal must be struck within a week to avoid the U.S. defaulting on its debt obligations. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is optimistic about air travel this holiday weekend.
This is a big stress test of the system. We're seeing huge, huge demand. But so far, this holiday weekend appears to be headed in a good direction.
He said officials are keeping an eye on some possible severe weather and whether or not the system is now able to handle issues caused by it. Buttigieg praised airlines for hiring more staff and coming up with more realistic schedules after last year saw major issues with delays and cancellations. Another IRS whistleblower has come forward to testify about corruption at the highest levels of government.
Whistleblower IRS agent Gary Shapley will testify before the House Ways and Means Committee behind closed doors today on corruption at the Internal Revenue Service being directed by the Department of Justice. Shapley on CBS News This Week.
When I took control of this particular investigation, I immediately saw it, you know, it was way outside the norm of what I've experienced in the past. There was multiple steps that were slow walked at the direction of the Department of Justice.
Had you ever encountered that before?
I have not, no.
I'm Lance Pry.
Memorial Day cookouts are going to cost more this year with inflation. The Bureau of Labor reports things like hot dogs, potato chips, and hamburger buns will cost more compared to 2022. This is USA News.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause...
Get the best podcasts at USAPodcasting.com.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry.
USA News on demand.
On demand.
The Good Day Download.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Download with Doug and Jay Kirshner.
War. All right. Way out of the room.
Into the paranormal.
Into the paranormal.
On demand.
Get it all on demand. Anytime. USAPodcasting.com. USAPodcasting.com.
An increasing number of Americans are pessimistic about retirement. A Gallup poll showed that 43% of those who have yet to retire expect they'll live comfortably when they do retire. That's 5 points down from last year and lowest in over a decade. The one-year anniversary of the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas has come and gone, but work to preserve the memories continues. The town's library is archiving and preserving all the messages of support that have come in from all around the world. The pandemic is in the past, and it appears so are QR codes at restaurants.
Most restaurants eliminated printed menus in favor of QR codes and having customers order off their phone screens. But now?
We're seeing a dramatic shift back to paper or print menus.
The head of the Texas Restaurant Association, Emily Knight, says diners once again want the classic restaurant experience.
They go out, they want to hold on to a menu, they want to compare different items, they want to look at the ingredients that they're about to eat.
One downside for restaurants going back to hard copy menus, flexibility. QR codes let them easily and instantly change prices. I'm Richard Johnson.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicting a near-normal 2023 Atlantic hurricane season. The official government forecast calls for 12 to 17 named storms, with 5 to 9 hurricanes and 1 to 4 major hurricanes of Category 3 or higher. Dave Collins, USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.